soon as we wake up in the morning, that's when the voices start. It don't take long before they're gone from your head right to your heart. We got fears about the future, regrets about the past, and stuff we're not sure where it's from, but it's coming on fast. We're all thinking stuff together, but we're feeling all alone, and we're making up this movie, our own motion picture show. When we walk out in the world each day, it's a battle for your mind. Some folks want your money, some folks want your time, and they all want your attention, and they'll get it how they can. God, well, the garden of your mind, there lies your promised land. 'Cause we're all made up of all that stuff we're taking in each day. And if we don't watch ourselves, we'll take our lives away. It's what we're thinking about. 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 It's painting the scenes of our lives.
Well, good morning and welcome to the show. I'm Ken Ludwig, and this is what we're thinking about. This is your resource for learning to swim in the infinite ocean of pure potentiality. This is an island of affirmative intentionality in a sea of negativity. This is the place to free yourself from the sentiments of blaming, of resentment, of all those thoughts of lack and limitation. This is where you learn to lift yourself up, up from the depths of the conspiracy theorists, the naysayers, all of those who are anti-this and anti-that and anti-everything. Now, I know you know who I mean. These are the people who would totally disempower us all with their messages of how we're being taken advantage of, how we're being used, how the government, the cults, the Zionists, the globalists, and every other special interest group imaginable, you just name them, how they are all in charge. And you? Well, you are in control of nothing. You, my friend, are powerless, of course. Well, here, this show is where we draw the line. This show is where we raise ourselves up and declare that we will no longer be the victims of the voices of negativity, not even those voices in our own heads. The motto of this network, the Republic Broadcasting Network, is because you can handle the truth. On this show, we're going to talk about real truth, about universal truth, about the truth of spiritual principles. Gandhi had a theory. It's been referred to as truth power. The basic idea is that we are all capable of recognizing the great truths of life. Now, I'm here to prove that theory, because I believe that no matter what your religious beliefs, no matter what philosophy of life or spiritual path you follow, you can and you will recognize the great metaphysical truths of the universe. And that is what we will focus on. You are in control. You are the co-creator of your reality. You can decide and choose to no longer be the victim. And you can do it by virtue of what you're thinking about. That's the name of this show. And that, my friends, is the truth of your life. So, welcome to the first edition of what we're thinking about on Saturday morning. For those of you who may have been listening in the past, this show has always been on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday evenings. We have changed that format. Instead of 3 one-hour shows, we'll now be on Saturday morning for 2 hours. From the universal time that we use is Central Time, from 10 to noon every Saturday morning, which is 11 to 1 in New York on the East Coast. That is 9 to 11 here in the Mountain Time Zone where I am located, and it is 8 to 10 on the West Coast. And I hope you will find it interesting enough that you will join us on a regular basis. We're going to talk with we have a guest on this morning. We're going to talk about little about what my vision is and what this show is about as far as I'm concerned and what we're trying to accomplish here. I love to know what you're thinking about. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. I'm more than interested to hear what's going on in your mind as you listen to what's going on in mine. So we're going to take our first break here. We'll be back in 3 minutes. I'm Ken Ludwig, and this is what we're thinking about.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Well, there's some folks thinking scarcity is not enough to go around. Other folks thinking we can all be fed, that solutions can be found. But we're bunkered into high-walled camps, left and right it seems, and there's not much time for talking when everybody screams. In every new election, we reach another low. But unless we work together, where do we think we'll go? Well, we used to have Walter Cronkite for a half hour every day. Now it's 24/7 Red Alert. News folks won't go away, and they plant those in our minds like a billion nasty weeds, till it makes it hard for us to find some place to plant our seeds. And it might just be the off switch is the best control of all, 'cause there ain't no TV hero gonna catch you when you fall. It's what you're thinking about.
It's what we're thinking about.
It's what we're thinking about.
What we're thinking about.
It's what we're thinking about. It's what we're thinking about. It's painting the scenes of our lives.
Yes, well, welcome back to the show. And it is what we're thinking about that's painting the scenes of our lives. Welcome to the initial or the inaugural Saturday morning show of What We're Thinking About. I'm Ken Ludwig, your host. And I had mentioned at the top of the hour here that we have been on for months at 6 o'clock Mountain Time, my time, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday evenings. We are now on Saturday mornings. I would like to think that some of my loyal listeners, maybe both of you, actually came along to listen to the Saturday morning show, but I'm hoping to build a whole new base of loyal listeners. I hope you enjoy what we have to say and what we talk about on this show. This is about living a more positive and a more spiritual life. Now, don't turn off your computer just yet, because you may enjoy what we have to say. This is a little different message than what you're used to hearing on RBN. And I think that you will find that there is an uplifting aspect to what I have to talk about, not necessarily just listening to me, but paying attention to what I'm putting out there for you to use and to make use of in your life. Because I do think that we are in control of our existence, that we are not victims of the masses. We are not victims of government. We are not victims of anyone. We don't choose to be victims of. And it's all about choice, which I think is the great revelation of humanity, is that we are at choice. Every waking minute of every single day of our lives, we're at choice to do our highest and best or not. And that is simply a matter of what you decide you want to do. Where do you want to live your life? Do you want to live it as a victim? Do you want to live it in the wake of everyone else's creation of their lives? Or do you want to create your own existence and stand out in front of everyone? A lady by the name of Sonia Croquet wrote, "Your own words are the bricks and mortar of the dreams you want to realize. Your words are the greatest power you have. The words you choose and their use establish the life you experience." That, in a nutshell, is my message. It is all about what we think and how we then put into action our thoughts that results in the experience of our lives. This doesn't have anything to do with anybody else. It's very much just about us. Now, there's going to be all kinds of argument about that, and I'm sure you've got things to talk about that you'd like to interject even in that brief opening thought. But if you do, the number is 1-800-313-9443. I do have some rules of engagement, if you will, as far as phone calls. Number one, I'll talk pretty much about anything you want to talk about. The most important thing, of course, is I'm the host of the show. It would be nice if I knew something about the subject matter. So if I do, we'll talk about it. The next thing is we will absolutely blame no one for anything. I am very, very clear that every aspect of my life, every experience of my existence starts within me. It is no one else's, quotes, fault. So we will not be blaming anyone. And last but not least, we will not argue about anything. Of course, if we're going to have discussion over the phone, we will certainly disagree, and I have no problem with disagreement. What I do have problem with is argument, because as Barry says in that opening song, there's not much time for talking when everybody screams. So there will be none of that. And by the way, that opening song is called "It's What We're Thinking About." And yes, if you're following the thought process here, you probably got it that I stole the name of my show from that song by my good friend Barry Ebert. That song will be coming out on a DVD. I think November is the expected date at this time. And when that song comes out, I will certainly let the audience know. Or when that CD comes out, the audience will certainly know. Because I would like to spread the word of Barry's music. Barry's music is really inspiring and uplifting. And this is kind of very interesting for me. This is inspiring and uplifting for me. We have our first caller. We've got Paul in Delaware on the line, and I'm interested to see what he's thinking about. Paul, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me? Hello?
There yes. You are.
Okay.
How are you this morning?
Not bad. I just wanted to call into your show, and I like that personal responsibility thing, because I think that people always, I find them mostly to be looking for saviors. But more importantly, I wanted to get onto a more important issue. There's a gentleman named Peter Khawaja, and if you go to the Google search engine there and you type in Google Video, or you go to Google Video, it's a place where you can watch video online for free. And you can upload or download video. And if you go to Google Video and you type in Peter.mpg, Mary Paul Gasoline, if you type in Peter.mpg, you will be able to see a video that exposes Joyce Riley of the Power Hour. And it's Peter Khawaja going over a lot of documentation and a lot of actual of Joyce Riley admitting things herself that is even so much more damaging. And you need to get that documentary and download it before, because there's a lot of people that are going to have reasons why they say it could be the Zionists or whoever. I don't know who it might be, but darn it for sure, when she understands that documentary that exposes her very well for 3 hours is out there, she's going to do everything in her power, as well as GCN and Alex Jones and his cult group. They're going to do everything to try and get that DVD down. So remember, Google Video, and then type in Peter.mpg, and see the truth and realize why there's a lot of people that have been doing research. You were talking about personal responsibility. There's a lot of people that sit there and nurse off of Alex Jones like he's a baby bottle and just suck the information, and they never go out and do anything. And if they don't start taking some personal responsibility, they're not going to get any changes, and they're going to get the world, and they're going to get exactly what they allow themselves to get.
And all so right, you Paul, can talk- thank you very much for the information, and you have a great afternoon.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that was an interesting first call, and let's. I'm not familiar with either of the two personalities that Paul was talking about, but I will say this much: if you're out there sucking information from any quotes personality, whether it's radio, talk shows, TV, whatever it is, print news, the internet, if you're out there sucking information from other people, then you're missing the boat. Because the truth of the matter is, the personal responsibility starts in your own heart. And has very little to do with what anyone else is saying, what anyone else is thinking. There, when I hear someone like Paul start talking about, he mentioned cults, he mentioned Zionists. As soon as people mention those words, I get very clearly that there's somebody out there that's being blamed for something, and it's just not about that. If you want to blame someone for anything, if you really feel compelled to place blame, stand in front of the mirror and place it squarely where it belongs, on yourself. The flip side of that coin is there's no reason to blame anyone for anything, including yourself. When you miss the mark, when you don't get exactly what you want, when you're not living your life the way you want to, that's fine. Just change it. And that's some of the things that we'll talk about on this show, because one of my visions is to spread some of the cutting-edge science, some of the really just latest up-to-date science about changing how you think. And it's an interesting concept. A lot of people go, changing how I think? What are you talking about? Well, we have all this default thinking in our brain, and that's my word, default thinking. It's really the place that we go to when we don't know the answer, or we don't want to take responsibility, or we don't want to flex our muscles and or our mental muscles and step outside the box and do something more creative and more wonderful for ourselves. We go to this default place, and the default place for most of us, unfortunately, is a place of victimhood that we just slide into. It's a place that has tremendous emotional payoff, because it's that place in our brain where we can go to and everybody feels sorry for us, including ourselves, and so that we're coddled, or we feel like we should be coddled, or we want to be coddled. The emotional payoff there is just simply the desire to be coddled is almost as good as being coddled. And we slide into that place by blaming other people. We slide into that place by not taking personal responsibility. And it really is just an accumulation of thought processes that we have had over the entirety of our lives. And I'm sure most of you out there have heard at one point or another that 80 or 90% of all the thoughts that you're going to have today are thoughts you had yesterday and the day before and the day before that and last week and last month and last year. We have hundreds of thousands of thoughts every single day, but most of them are just replays of the previous thoughts. And what happens is, as you think the same thoughts over and over again, you actually create a connection in your brain, a neural connection, that over time the sum total of these neural connections becomes what's known as your neural net. And it's your thought processes. It is the places that your brain knows to go for thought. It knows, and that's badly worded. It is the place where your thoughts originate, and your thoughts are replays, basically, of what they have been in the past, as long as that net stays in place as it is. And the objective of trying to put forth this new science I'm talking about, this cutting-edge science, is to learn to retrain our brains, to actually learn to rewire it by placing new thoughts in position in place of what had been our default thinking, or to more appropriately actually just continue to work in the area of creating new thoughts for ourselves. It's something that we just don't do. We're comfortable in our little lives. We go about life just as it is and do what we've been doing forever and ever and ever, and we don't create new thinking processes. On that note, we'll take a break here. We'll talk more about this, because it's kind of one of the main themes of my show. This is Ken Ludwig. This is What We're Thinking About. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Well, there's some folks thinking scarcity is not enough to go around. Other folks thinking we can all be fed, that solutions can be found. But we're bunkered into high-walled camps, left and right it seems, and there's not much time for talking when everybody screams. In every new election, we reach another low. But unless we work together, where do we think we'll go? Well, we used to have Walter Cronkite.
All right. For a half hour. Welcome back to the show. We were talking there just before the break about changing your mental thought patterns, changing the processes you use to think. And later on in the show this morning, we will give you some processes you can use if you're interested in starting to work on this, if you're interested in starting to move forward with a new way of thinking, learning to retrain your brain. I will give you some processes to use. It is, I think, the most important thing that I've come across in the entirety of my 56 years on this planet is how to effectively rewire my thinking. Because when you rewire your thinking, everything about your life changes, obviously. One of the things that's most interesting about creating a new thought, every time you do it, there is a new neural connection in your brain. And when there is a new neural connection in your brain, you start an entire cascade of physical and chemical reactions in your body that physically changes you. It absolutely physically changes who you are. And there is an outpicturing of that in the world around you, because who you are drastically affects the world around you and what is going on about you and your perceptions of it. And so we'll get into that more deeply as the show progresses, not necessarily today, but as we go week to week. I hope that this will be something that engages you and that becomes of interest, because my vision here is to touch as many people as I possibly can with this thought, to teach people the power of what I refer to as affirmative intentionality, which is starting every single day, starting and ending every single day with a purpose in mind that will move you through the next day and change the structure of your neural net and break the old connections. And when you stop thinking those old thoughts, those connections do get broken. When they are broken, you won't necessarily have those thoughts anymore. And that's a big, big deal as far as I'm concerned. We've got another caller here. We've got Aaron in Colorado. Let's see what Aaron's got on his mind. Aaron, how are you this morning?
I'm good. Yeah, you certainly engaged me and helped me rewire my thinking. I used to think that both political parties are destroying our country. I used to think that Bush is responsible for killing a million people in the Middle East. I used to think that Bush was for torture and tortured people. I used to be prepared and pass out information and go to gatherings and support people to stop this war and get these criminals locked up. But now I just put mirrors all around my room, and every morning I just look at myself and I blame myself, like you suggest. I'm really delighted you're on RBN helping us blame ourselves for all the criminal activity that's going on. Thank you.
Aaron, you know what? Wow, that was quick. He hung up. Well, you know what? I don't want anyone to blame themselves. And if, Aaron, if you had been listening more closely to what I had to say earlier, I would say if you find it necessary to place blame, look in the mirror. But the truth is, no one is to blame. And this is a thought we'll get into, and I love discussing this aspect of things. I don't know that we've got time here before we have our guest at the in the next half hour, but there is an aspect of me that knows without any question, without any doubt whatsoever, that all of the things we blame other people for are just our ways to not take responsibility or to look with eyes wide open at what's going on in the world. This is a big one, and I don't know if it's too early to say this or what, but there is really no bad going on. There is only our perception of it. Everything is just simply the experience of the divine unfolding. It is our judgment of it that makes it good or bad and causes us to place blame. And what we really need to do is recognize the good in every situation, in every incident that happens around the planet. And we get bombarded daily by the news media in particular with all the negativity around the world, which is so not even remotely close to the reality of life, because at any given moment, every single day, every moment of every single day, there are literally millions and millions of beautiful, incredible, wonderful, magnificent things happening between people on this planet, and we never hear a word of it. I love the fact that some of the nightly news shows have now taken to implanting one positive story into their news show. I refer to that a little bit like positive thinking. Positive thinking to me is where we place a Band-Aid on a knife wound. Because the negativity that these people spew out day in and day out is not going to be covered, if you will, by one positive story. The truth is that there are way more positive stories than there are negative stories. And as we are all here to experience this life as our relationships, and I don't just mean relationships between people, I mean our relationships with the planet, with the animals, with each other, with the furniture in your house, your relationship to everything that there is, that is what you are here to experience. And if you are always looking for the negative, which is, let's face it, that's what the nightly news focuses you on, is the negative. If you are always someone believing in Murphy's Law that anything that can go wrong will, or someone who's always waiting for the other shoe to drop, recognize the fact that the universe has an unending supply of other shoes that it will continue to drop in front of you, because it is what you are looking for. Instead of looking to place blame, look for the positive in every circumstance of life. And trust me when I tell you, I know that it is not always the easiest thing to do, but in every circumstance of life, there is positive. And if you are always looking for it, your perception of the universe changes. Your perception of everything around you changes. If you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. And it's all about what's coming from you. One of my favorite expressions in the world is that all of our problems stem from our mistaken belief that something outside of our own hearts must change first. It's just not the way it works, folks. It starts within. We're going to take another break here. We're going to bring on our guest, Karen Pasco when we come back. This is what we're thinking about. I'm Ken Ludwig. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Folks thinking scarcity is not enough to go around. Other folks thinking we can all be fed, that solutions can be found. But we're bunkered into high-walled camps, left and right it seems, and there's not much time for talking when everybody screams. In every new election, we reach another low. But unless we work together, where do we think we'll go? Well, we used to have Walter Cronkite for a half hour every day. Now it's 24/7 red alert. News folks won't go away, and then plant those pictures in our minds like a billion nasty weeds, till it makes it hard for us to find some place to plant our seeds.
All right, welcome back to the show. I hope you're listening to the words of my good friend Barry Ebert there, because I just, that his song is kind of a microcosm of my message, and I think that what he has to say there is so important. I love that song because to me it's like an old throwback Dylan protest song. I truly love it, and like I said earlier, you folks will find out when that's coming out on a CD, and I hope you will make it your business to get a copy of that. We have a special guest with us this morning. Her name is Karen Pasco. Karen is a minister in the United Church of Religious Science. She was a nurse for 25 years, a registered nurse in the intensive care, oncology, and home health care fields. In the late 90s, she decided to make a little change of course and attended the Holmes Institute, which for those of you who don't know, which I'm guessing is pretty much all of you, is the place where you go to change your consciousness and raise it up to the level of minister and become a minister in the United Church of Religious Science. She was ordained in 2003, and she is presently the leader of the New Dawn Church in Aurora, Colorado, which is an up-and-coming, growing center of consciousness here in Colorado. And I think anything more about Karen, we'll let Karen tell you. Karen, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ken. How are you today?
I am magnificent. How about you?
Absolutely fabulous.
Cool. Very
cool.
Thank you
for having me.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. I'm interested in lots of things you do, not the least of which is I have to I have to confess to being a member of Mile High Church, which I'm sure you know.
And up there.
I know very little about the New Dawn Church. And what I would like you to do is to maybe start out by telling us a little about that.
I would love to. New Dawn Church in Aurora has been in Aurora for about 3 years as New Dawn. It is the religious science philosophy, which is what some call a trans-denominational philosophy, meaning that it encompasses all of the great truths of all of the major faith traditions. It is really based on the fact that there is one creator, and we are all part of that, and everything that we see in our world is part of that creator. So it's creator and the creation, and that we can make our world and our experience whatever we would like it to be, so that what we want to see in the world will show up if that's what we believe will be there. Dr. Holmes, the founder, said, change your thinking, change your life. So whatever we're thinking will be our life experience.
Ties in very nicely with the name of this show. Because it's all about what Dr. Holmes said. It's all about change your thinking and change your life. I love the, I've never heard anyone use that expression before, trans-denominational church. I love that verbiage because that is truly what the United Church of Religious Science is all about. And I love that you express it that way. It's a new word for me, and I will use it in the future if you don't mind.
Not at all. I took it from Dr. Michael Beckwith at the Agape International Center of Truth in Los Angeles, California. So if I can borrow it, so can you.
I'm sure Michael would be glad to lend it to all of us as long as we get the message out.
That's right. That's right.
Because we know that's what he's about. He is certainly about inclusivity and diversity. And transdenominational certainly expresses that without any question.
Yes.
I know that you have an upcoming conference here called the Touching Greatness Conference, and I really want to know more. I want to know more about this personally, but I'd like to get your message out about this conference and have people know that this is something that they might want to be interested in. You want to tell us a little bit about it?
I would love to. I am so excited about this conference, Touching Greatness. It's an inspiring gathering that's going to bring together some of the most creative and influential change masters in our nation. It has been a passion of mine for a very, very long time to bring together cutting-edge speakers that exemplify what one person can do on this planet in order to impact the change. Because I know that we are in the midst of great changes on this planet, and in the midst of change is also great opportunity for personal as well as global transformation. So that's what this conference is all about. It is touching greatness, igniting purpose and passion. And in a world where people are seeking to know their purpose in life, touching greatness within us is probably a purpose that all of us humans share, that there is a greatness within each one of us, and that it we've not even tapped the potential. And that if we reach in and understand and become aware of that greatness, it's then that we will make a difference. Mohandas K. Gandhi said, be the change that you want to see in the world. And so this whole conference is about just that, to bring in a blend of music and lecture and storytelling in order to really ignite people, to get them in touch with their purpose and the passion that they have. And then, again, like Dr. Holmes said, if we change our thinking, then we'll change our life. And so by reaching in and grabbing that greatness, that changes our thinking, and it will change our life. But then the hope is that they will also, from this conference, formulate some action steps that they can take out into the world. So it's about conscious evolution, both of the self and the social aspect of our world, so that we can really make an impact that will be great and exciting. We can partner with that creator and experience and express limited possibilities for the planet. And I'm excited about it. And I hope that everyone will hear about it and participate, because one person can make a huge difference. And if we gather together hundreds of people, then the ripple effect of that goes out and is almost unimaginable what we can do together.
Wow, what a great vision. I love that whole thought process. I love the idea of everyone seeking their inner greatness. The one of my key thoughts on this show is, and in my coaching practice as well, is that people don't know how to access that inner greatness, and anything that anyone does to show people a pathway to that, to show people how to truly look inside for your answers. Stop wasting your time looking externally, because it flat out ain't there. It's got to come from within, and we just don't know how. And what, and in the brief moments where I find people briefly have that, they have this surge where they find the ability to go within and find an answer, but they very quickly get stuck in what I refer to as life happens, and they're back to where they were, and they don't know how to stay there. To me, that's monstrously important, to be able to show people the path to the inside of themselves, but most importantly is how to stay there, how to make that a part of your thinking process day in and day out, come from within. And I don't know if you heard the quote that I used just before the break when we brought you on, but one of my favorite quotes in the world is that all of our problems stem from our mistaken belief that something outside of our own hearts must change first, because that's just not the way it is. It's got to come from me first and foremost.
There's a quote from a French philosopher, Henri Bergson, I believe, and he says, "The eyes see only what the mind is prepared to comprehend." And I think that is similar to what you've just said.
I think it's right on the money. And in fact, I think that's a broader thing that we were talking about earlier in the show, really. It is, the mind is ready to comprehend what you prepare it to comprehend. And unfortunately, we just kind of go along with what you and I would refer to as race thought or race consciousness, the entire consciousness of the human race, that not necessarily looking for the highest and best for all of us. It kind of just, it might be a weight for most of us. It might be something that would hold us back from being able to perceive life for the good and only life for the negative.
That's right. That's right. One of the speakers for the conference, Jean Houston, began the human potential movement over 30 years ago, really bringing forth this idea that the potential within the human race is far, far more than what we have ever realized it to be. And in fact, she currently works for the United Nations, and she travels across the globe training foreign leaders in human potential, changing the inside thoughts so that the world outside will be different. And that's what she's going to be working with people with on the Touching Greatness weekend.
I love the fact that Jean Houston has been around so long and is so famous and knows so many people that she actually carries the weight to go via the UN, which, by the way, the UN is on the Republic Broadcasting Network. The UN is like monstrously evil.
Right.
People,
right.
On the Republic Broadcasting Network, they don't get what the UN should be doing. They just get what it does too often. But the truth of the matter is the fact that Jean Houston has the stature to, via the UN, go to world leaders to try and affect what they're thinking about. I love that about what she does. And Jean Houston is someone who could very easily just go sit back on her laurels and appreciate what she's accomplished. She's at this point a relatively old woman, not particularly of great health. I've seen her speak once, and you only really need to see her speak once. She's an incredibly moving woman.
She is, and you're right. It's not a matter of that she is working for the United Nations, but it is that she has taken the avenue that is possible to her right now in order to get the message out that life can change if we desire it to be and go for something rather than against something. So to move towards a potential rather than fight against what we're currently seeing, that's the difference of Jean's message and the message of this weekend.
And part and parcel of pretty much this whole conversation is that if you are looking for that positive, if you are looking to be for something instead of being against something, you change your entire perception of the world. If you change your perception of the world itself changes around you. And if my goal with this show is if I can get a handful of people out there to get that via this show, then I'm a success at what I've set out to do here, because it's really, that is the change in consciousness that I believe is the next evolution in mankind. It's not physical, it's in consciousness. And that change in consciousness has to originate with looking at life through, if you will, through rose-colored glasses, because rose-colored glasses aren't all bad. If you are looking for the positive, if you are looking for the good, and as you put it, if you're looking for something instead of to be against something, then I think we change the entire planet and the perception of everything around us.
And we absolutely will. We absolutely will, because it's contagious. And I would love to see an endemic of changing of consciousness across the world.
I love the way Joe Dispenza put it in The Secret. He makes the one mention of he's infecting the field, meaning that his thought is infecting the one consciousness for the change, for the positive change. And I think it's a great metaphor, because that's what we need people to do, is infect all this negativity with some affirmative intentionality. You don't know me well enough to know this. I don't try to refrain from positive thinking and those kinds of thoughts, because I think they've been drilled into the ground. And I think positive thinking is really a Band-Aid that we put on what I refer to as the knife wound of negativity, because it's an instant. We have a positive thought, and so we think we are positive people, and that's just not the truth of it. The truth is, if you walk through life with an affirmative intentionality, then you're really doing the positive thinking thing.
You are so right. You're so right.
Thank you.
Positive thinking, as people are familiar with it, is very surface.
Yes.
And you're talking about something much, much deeper. And that really is what changes things.
And that's going to be something I'm going to get into with the audience on the second half of the show today, is I'm going to give them some methods to use to start creating for themselves a basis of affirmative intentionality. And so that you can wake up in the morning before your feet hit the floor, intending to have a different kind of day than what you've been experiencing in the past. And I am hoping that we will have people out there who will take advantage of this opportunity and just try it on for size, because I know if they try it on, they're going to like it, as you well know.
That's right. That's right. One of the speakers, Barbara Marks Hubbard, said, in this time of evolution, she says it's a deeper self that we're bringing forth. And as we recognize who we truly are, we tap into a new vitality, creativity, spirituality, energy that is greater than we've experienced before. And so it is necessary for you and so many others to get out the message of the, how do I do this? What steps do I take? What are the things that I need to be doing? And so for people like you and all of the speakers at Touching Greatness that are going to give those tools as well, that's so exciting. I'm so grateful that you're doing this.
Thank you very much. That means a lot to me. I don't want to just slide through this here and have them come up one by one. You have mentioned Jean Houston and Barbara Marks Hubbard. Who else is on your agenda for the Touching Greatness Conference?
In addition to Jean Houston, who teaches human potential, Barbara Marks Hubbard, who teaches conscious evolution, we'll also have Mary Manon Morrissey because of her work with nonviolence, and that's very, very different than a peace movement. It is really about practicing nonviolence. She organized a group called Association of Global New Thought, which is really a different way and a new way of thinking. And from that organization came a season for nonviolence, which commemorates the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King and Mahatma Gandhi and the work that they did around the nonviolence. And then in addition to those three miraculous women, we will be having Ricky Byers-Beckwith, the wife of Dr. Michael Beckwith of The Secret, and she sings her passion. And through that sound, she stirs a remembering of love and compassion that is within every soul. So,
you know what? Let me interrupt you here, Karen. We're going to take a break. We'll be back after the break and continue this conversation with our guest, Karen Pascal. This is Ken Ludwig, and this is what we're thinking about. We'll see you in 3 minutes.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Well, there's some folks thinking scarcity is not enough to go around. Other folks thinking we can all be fed, that solutions can be found. But we're bunkered into high-walled camps, left and right it seems, and there's not much time for talking when everybody screams. In every new election, we reach another low. But unless we work together, where do we think we'll go? Well, we used to have Walter Cronkite.
All right, we're back.
For a half hour every day.
Welcome back to the show. This is Ken Ludwig, and this is what we're thinking about. I am here with my special guest, Karen Pascal, the senior minister at the New Dawn Church in Aurora, Colorado, and we are talking about her upcoming conference called Touching Greatness, and we were discussing the people who will be at this conference. Are there more people besides Ricky Byers-Beckwith?
Just the four that I mentioned, Jean Houston, Barbara okay. Marks Hubbard, Mary Manon Morrissey, Ricky Byers-Beckwith, and I will be hosting it and speaking briefly myself.
Where is this going to be?
This is taking place at the Sheraton Denver Tech Center Hotel at 7007 South Clinton in Greenwood Village. It is Friday, September 21st. The evening begins at 7 o'clock, and we come back Saturday morning at 9 o'clock for an all-day program. We also have an incredible lunch for a small number of individuals, special reservation people can make to dine with the speakers in a more intimate setting and really actually be able to do a lot of question and answering. So that's the Sheraton Denver Tech Center Hotel.
Is there any place where they can go to find more information or to register for it?
They can go to our website at www.womenswisdomconference.com. Now, it says Women's Wisdom Conference, but it's really open to all because what we're talking about is tapping into the feminine and or the yin energy. So they're really that is both male and female. It is about the compassion and the kindness and the determination to really make life good. So it's www.womenswisdomconference.com, or they can call 303-369-1760.
Do that again.
303-369-1760.
Very good. I just want to tack on a note here for all you guys out there that are listening to that website and go, oh, never mind. The Women's Wisdom Conference may be the name of it, but if there is anything that you will get incredible joy out of, it is tapping into that feminine side of your personality, because make no mistake about it, we all have a masculine and a feminine side to us, and that feminine side of you is the part of you that you have probably suppressed for a good deal of your life, and boy, what a great awakening that is when you recognize that and find yourself to be a whole different caring, loving, nurturing man. That may scare a lot of you, but I can't express to you enough what a difference it'll make in your life, and all for the better. And regardless that, whether you tap into that or are interested in tapping into that, you will be floored by the likes of Mary Manon Morrissey, Barbara Marks Hubbard, and Jean Houston. I've not heard Ricky Byers-Beckwith sing, but I have been told by many who have heard her at Agape Church out in California that she is just, she'll blow you away. And I think you can tell just from hearing our guest, Karen Pascal, here, that she'll be quite a speaker in her own right. I would strongly suggest to anyone and everyone who's out there listening to the show that this is something you might want to tap into. That website, again, is www.womenswisdomconference.com, and the phone number is 303-369-1760. I think, Karen, if you're willing, I would like to maybe just have discuss a little metaphysics after the next break. Are you willing to stick around for a little bit?
I am. Thank you.
Very good. So we're going to... we're going to take a break here in a minute or so. In fact, I hear the music. I must be just prescient about all that. We're taking a break right this minute. This is Ken Ludwig. This is what we're thinking about. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Hope you stick with us.
We're not sure where it's from, but it's coming on fast. We're all thinking stuff together, but we're feeling all alone. And we're making up this movie, our own motion picture show. When we walk out in the world each day, it's a battle for your mind. Some folks want your money, some folks want your time, and they all want your attention, and they'll get it how they can. God, well, the garden of your mind, there lies your promised land. 'Cause we're all made up of all that stuff we're taking in each day. And if we don't watch ourselves, we'll take our lives away.
It's true.